named Noah. He was a man who loved God. He worked all day and he prayed all way and he listened to the voice of the Lord. He was just a man, but he loved the Lord. One day while Noah was working, he heard that still small voice in his heart. It said,
Noah, drop what you're doing and commence to build me an ark. Don't ask any questions, just follow my directions.
Now an ark is a king-sized houseboat, such as the world never seen. The people said,
no, yes, yes.
But Noah kept building that ark, he and his three sons. They worked 120 years. And all the time they were building, the sun continued to shine. The people, they all went their own ways and did whatever came into their minds. They didn't believe that the rains would ever come.
It'll never happen. What's rain?
But as soon as the ark was ready, the rain began to pour down. The people all ran to the towers, but no safety could be found. The whole world was flooded. They who left are now drowned. But what about Noah and his children and the animals God wanted to save? They're high and dry and hiding the waves in the ark God told them to make. So you see, it wasn't Noah who was really the fool. And when the waters receded, they landed on a mountaintop. Just eight people walked out of that big boat. They had the whole world fresh to themselves. So I think it was worth it to obey the Lord. All these things did happen, they are a lesson to us. He's promised to never flood the earth again, and he set his bow in the sky, because he really does love us, and that's the reason why.